This is Mary Jo Heath for the Metropolitan Opera. Our matinee this Saturday will be the network broadcast premiere of Cendrillon, Massenet's captivating version of the Cinderella story. Mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato has triumphed in the title role in the acclaimed production by Laurent Pelly in a few different opera houses around the world over the last dozen years. I had the chance to chat with her recently and asked her about introducing this opera to Met audiences.
You know, each time I come back to it, I'm more dazzled and moved by it. There is a kind of purity and an innocence about it, which is very hard to accomplish, I think, in opera. A real sort of naivete. And yet at the same time, it's immensely humorous and it's deeply emotional. We've been in the rehearsals in Alice Coote, who's singing My Prince Charming, my Prince Charmant, and Laurent and all. We were in tears as we were running through the piece. The sort of ambiance in the world right now is quite intense. And when you're hit out of the blue with this ray of light, it takes you by surprise, and somehow it seems brighter than ever. And I just can't imagine a more perfect moment for this piece to be coming to this theater.
Well, we all kind of know the Cinderella story. I think in this country especially, we know the Disney version of it. So tell us about the opera's take on this fairy tale, because there are a few differences.
It starts very much in the Disney world. You know, there's the sort of over-the-top stepmother and the crazy sisters who are dressed impeccably, and the sort of long-suffering father who regrets what he's done and loves his daughter so much. And it goes quite well. The ball is, just everybody needs to see this because you've never seen anything like this on this stage. But then when we go to the third act, very similar to Werther, where it turns into this, we go quite into a dark world, becomes almost Wagnerian. And Cendrillon is so upset at losing the prince and thinking that he doesn't understand that she really loved him, she decides she wants to commit suicide. And she runs into the enchanted forest to kill herself. At the same time, the prince is there, ready to hang his cœur sanglant, his bloody heart, onto the branch of a particular tree. In our production, the forest is the chimney rooftops of Paris. It's just so beautiful. But they both are really ready to end their lives. And we hear it in the music, and it takes this kind of urgency that certainly Disney didn't quite go in that direction.
No.
We come back and we finish, you know, the glass slipper fits and everything is wonderful, but we get some real meat and profundity in that third act.
You mentioned Alice Coote. Prince Charming is also a mezzo. So what opportunities does that give the two of you in the duets with these two mezzos?
I love it. Well, this is a funny score because in our case, we have two mezzos. Sometimes the Prince Charmant is referred to as a soprano falcon, which is a bit more dramatic. Many sopranos have sung Cendrillon as well, lighter-voiced sopranos. They're very interchangeable in different ways. What is so lovely is Alice and I, our timbres are really distinct, and I think that's important. If you had two very similar sounding mezzos, it wouldn't work in this.
Kind of helps us on the radio, too.
Ah, good. Yeah. But it's also, there's two stunning duets. The second duet turns into a trio as well. And I just think you hear that it becomes very sensual, because you have these two female voices that are distinct and yet also intertwine. And sometimes you lose track of who is who. Yeah, it's incredibly sensual, which this music should be, with the, you know, the rainbow of innocence around it. But it's all in there, yeah.
You mentioned a few things about the Pelly production. Clearly, it really resonates with you.
It is as perfect a production as I've ever been a part of. When he was a child, his grandmother used to read to him from the original Perrault, and it was this huge red leather-bound book full of illustrations and pictures. And I think it made such a huge impression on him. He's literally brought that book to life. Everything is really as if it's leaping off the page through the imagination of Laurent.
That was mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato, who's singing the title role of Massenet's Cendrillon at the Metropolitan Opera. Saturday will be our network broadcast premiere of this Cinderella opera, also starring Alice Coote, Stephanie Blythe, Laurent Nauri, and Kathleen Kim, conducted by Bertrand de Billy. For the Met, I'm Mary Jo Heath.